Hallelujah, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. I can just imagine the angels doing an Irish jig when Jesus ascended from the tomb. Hallelujah. I'd like to look at Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. In communion, we call to mind the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus. But I also like to call to mind Christ entering into the Holy of Holies, the heavenly Holy of Holies, with his own blood for our sins. His own blood shed for our sins. And at the Last Supper, when he said, "This bread, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat." Let us take our emblem of the bread. Let us hold it in the presence of God, that he may consecrate it to us, that it may be to us something holy in representation of the body of Jesus Christ given for us. Father, we consecrate this emblem, and as we partake of it, we eat of something holy. Not that Christ is sacrificed again and again. Far be the thought. But that he gave his life once for all. And we remember again and again and again and again. Bless this to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Likewise the cup. It may be water, it may be wine, it may be fruit juice, it may even be Coca-Cola. But to us at this time, it is symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us, for our forgiveness. And he entered into the Holy of Holies, not with the blood of goats or heifers, but with his own blood, to sanctify us, to cleanse us, to make a new blood covenant with us. Father, we sanctify this emblem, and as we drink of it, let it be to us a continual reminder time and time and time again, of what it cost you. What a cost to purchase our salvation, to purchase our redemption. You made us. You redeemed us. We're yours twice over. Consecrate this to us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us drink together. And let us remember the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords forever.